Welcome. If you lose connection at any time, reconnect by clicking the link in your email invite. Committee members, please activate your video and keep it on for the duration of the meeting. Use the raise hand feature if you wish to speak, ask questions, or request a roll call vote. Staff, please activate your video when you are speaking. Use the raise hand feature when you are asked a question. And for members of the public, the name you entered in Zoom must match the name you entered in registration. You will remain muted until called upon by the chair. Please do not use your video. Chair, the floor is yours.
Do we have any public members of the public that are going to be part of the meeting or registered?
We do not, but I believe that we would want to do a roll call first.
Right. Okay. So if you could do that, that'd be great, Lisa.
Sure. Dwayne Gray.
Present.
Gray present. Greg Reed.
Present.
Reed present. Madeline O'Connor.
Present.
O'Connor present. Mary Strickland. Mary, you're muted.
Sorry, yes, present.
Okay, Strickland present. Alder Isidore Knox.
Present.
Knox present and Alder Tag Evers.
Present.
Evers present. Chair, a quorum is present.
Okay. So I think we have two outstanding sets of minutes from January and then also from May. Is there a motion to approve both sets of minutes?
I make a motion to approve the set of minutes.
I'll second.
All right, thanks, gentlemen. The meeting minutes are approved for May 11th and January, I'm sorry, January 11th and May 9th. I believe there are no public comments. Was th what?
That is correct. There are no members of the public registered to speak.
Okay, any communications from staff at all?
No communications.
Okay, any disclosures or recusals from anyone on the MRCDC? Okay, seeing none. Next order of business is to set up a new roster of officers. What I was going to propose for your consideration was that Madeline would assume the role of president. I would step back as vice president. Mary would be treasurer, and Matt Wachter would continue to be secretary. Any thoughts or feedback on that?
I'm willing to make that motion.
I second.
Madeline, did you want to
If
give
they
a
agree.
speech about your candidacy?
I'm very honored to be asked, willing to do it.
Okay. So we have a motion to approve and a second. So Madeline would assume the role of president for MRCDC. I would step back as VP, Mary would be treasurer, and Matt will continue as secretary. Is there any other business that we need to address? I don't believe so.
I think we own, if I'm correct here, I think we only have a motion to accept the slate, but I think we need somebody to second that.
I second the motion.
Thank you.
Okay, and then we do have another item to address, and that is, so the motion is approved, is approved and seconded for the new officer selections. And then we also do have a resolution for the final audits for fiscal year 2023. Do we need to go through those, or are people comfortable with the audits as presented? And did you want to go through them?
Rick, could I, sorry to interrupt. Could I just suggest, so I think you want to close out, you want to have a full vote?
on the slate.
Motion.
And then
okay.
Future President O'Connor maybe can take on the the other the resolution.
Okay. Lisa, could you call? I guess we would need to do a roll call for approving the new slate of officers.
Yeah, if that's what you'd like to do,
we also
can do
could
a roll
do a
call.
Unanimous, we could also do a unanimous consent, provided there's no.
My understanding is when you have an election, then you do need to do the roll call. But when you have a slate, you're proposing a slate of officers, you just need a motion and a second.
Okay. So I think we should be all set then.
I think you are.
Okay. Should we go through the audits then?
Well, congratulations, Director-elect. This audit's going to look very familiar to you, as being part of the CBA is rolled up into the CBA's audit.
Yeah.
My position to you guys, as it's been a long evening already, was if you have any questions, I'm happy to go through them. It is a matter that just of the ethics that we wanted this audit to officially be presented to this board as well. So again, I'm open for any questions. Should you have them at all? It was provided by SVA. They did certify that our financials were presented fairly. It did get rolled up into the CDA's audit, which you have, the CDA board has seen and approved and was part of the unqualified position. So that's or unmodified position, which is the highest level of cleanliness you can get in an audit. So here we are today.
And can you just clarify, are they going to continue to be rolled up into the CDA audit, the MRCDC, or will that at some point in the future be segregated?
So that's been a great topic that has been discussed a lot with Baker Tilly in the last few weeks. Yes, it will be considered a component as of this point, unless it hits certain financial criteria, in which case it'll end up still as a standalone. We have asked for it to be a segregated schedule within the audit to provide an extra level of clarity, especially as MRCDC is going to be the partner for like the triangle redevelopment. It's our nonprofit arm. So there will be a lot more real estate movement in MRCC. Mm-hmm. And so especially as it gets bigger, it just felt important that there was that level of clarity and distinction even within the CDA audit, even though it will be rolled up into it.
Yeah, that would be good, because as you said, we're going to have a lot more assets in that balance sheet there.
Absolutely. And again,
as all these units get rolled into this new entity from the city and HUD. Yeah.
Yes. And again, that's part of the point of why I'm taking us through this exercise, even though it may feel very redundant, is just let's start with our best practices and our best foot forward.
And the finance subcommittee for the CDA had also reviewed, I believe, the audits.
It did not review the MRCDC audit as part of SBA because the MRCDC is separate.
Okay.
And then, yeah, so it only got reviewed as part of the CDA audit as a whole, which again is why I wanted to bring it to this board in particular, so you'd have that in-depth view of the detailed audit.
Does anybody have any questions?
Commissioner Gray's hand is up.
Commissioner Gray?
Hi, Annie. So basically, I guess my question is more for Commissioner Reed and Commissioner Strickland. So you two basically go through the audits and look at the paperwork from Baker and Tilly and then make an assessment and present that to CDA and then the board. Is this how this usually works?
Correct.
Yes, we did that at the last meeting.
And yes. Alder Knox was also part of that discussion as well.
Okay. And I guess, I mean, obviously with my confidence in the work that you two do, I really commend you guys on the work that you are doing relevant to making sure that everything, the numbers are adding up and all the other effort that go into this. And so I appreciate that as well.
And also just to give you know, some clarity as well to how the CDA finances move. So MRCVC, the scattered sites, are managed by a third party property management company at this time, who have to have CPAs on staff. And so they are originally compiled by CPAs, then they're independently audited by SBA, which is the certified accounting CPA firm. And then that audit as well is then accepted by Baker Tilly, which is an independent CPA firm as well. So you're going through multiple levels of CPAs before it ever gets to the board, ensuring that it is in compliance with the best practices, as well as it being submitted to our it's submitted to staff on a monthly basis and, you know, closely monitored as well. So there are multiple levels of reassurance before we even get to the stage where I would be presenting you a finalized audit.
Thanks, Annie. So it sounds like there's some guide rails in place. If something comes up, you guys will automatically be prepared to fix it and present that to us, and then we can continue to move forward.
Absolutely. That's good to know. And it would be stated in the first page of the audit, goes through the auditor's responsibilities, their opinions. It would be stated, and there would be also separate communication to the board as mandated from the CPA firm, saying there was an issue that we felt met this level of misstatement. There's a going concern that this company could not go on and continue with businesses. There are guardrails in place and communication levels in place that are just part of the regulations of doing business in the country.
Thank you.
Any other questions? I think we probably need to
I just have one question.
To accept. Oh, Alder Knox?
Yeah, I was just saying, so when if we approve this resolution, and then that'll be the one that goes to the council. I mean, it's been introduced, but that the council will have to approve at the next meeting. That's what I'm assuming.
The council, I believe, is moving to approve the Baker Tilly audit, which is the audit for the city. This is the MRCVC audit, which is part of the CDA audit, which has already been approved by our board.
So we're the only ones that have to approve this?
Yes. Technically, okay. CDA still gets wrapped up into the city, so it goes through the council approval, but it is for our board to accept.
Okay, got it. My bad. Yeah, I've seen too many resolutions. I get it.
I can appreciate that.
All right. Thanks. Mm-hmm. So are you entertaining a motion for approval of the final audit?
Yes.
For an acceptance.
Awesome. Well, I'll move to accept.
Is there a second?
Second.
Thanks, Alder Evers. So we have a motion to accept the audit. I think by unanimous consent, we will accept it and move forward. And I don't think there's any other items on the agenda after this.
Your last item on the agenda here is to for adjournment.
We'll move
on to the honors.
I'll move for adjournment.
All right. Oh, Tag, do you have anything?
Happy anniversary, Commissioner Strickland. Do we need a second, or is it already taken care of?
We got a second.
Oh, good.
Yep.
Happy anniversary, Commissioner Strickland.
Birthday.